Tēnā koutou te whānau, this is the Māori Millionaire Disclaimer. For your information, this is not investing advice and it should not be taken as such. This is all general education for just general purposes. I'm here to help share my experiences and educate you guys as much as I can, but it is not financial advice, so please do not take it as such. Ngā mihi.
Māori ora e te whānau, nau mā hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire, ko te kaukura Boynton tōku ingoa, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahunganu, Ngaitu Hoa e te whakatohia hoki. If you are new here, then welcome to my podcast. My name's Te Kahukura and I talk all about money. I love money. It's my favourite thing to talk about. Here on this podcast, we talk all about investing, entrepreneurship and building a stronger money mindset. So if these things sound like things that you're interested in, then make sure to hit the follow button so that you can get notified every time I post a new podcast. But we basically post new podcast episodes every single Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. So set your alarms and make sure to tune in, because this is a place for self-development, for self-growth. And if that sounds like something that you're interested in, then I think that my platform, my podcast, and my social media pages will be the right place for you. So if you haven't already followed on social media, make sure to follow on my Instagram, my TikTok, a very regular poster over there. So be sure to check that out. But what are we going to be talking about today? Today we are talking about investing. And investing is a very important kaupapa when it comes to being able to build wealth, because investing allows our money to grow. You will never ever be able to save your way to $1 million. You might be able to, if you're on a very high income, like a lot, you might be able to save your way there. But the reality is, for most of us who aren't, you know, earning extraordinary amounts in like a 9-to-5, you're not going to be able to save your way there. You need to grow your money in an asset that is going to give you a return on your investment. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, because just like you, probably when I first started learning about investing and I first started studying wealth, they were talking in very complicated language that I didn't understand. And I used to think, like, I am starting to understand this. It's not that complicated. So why are you guys explaining it like it is? And the reality is that it's not complicated at all. And I'm here to simplify and help explain things in an easy to understand way. But the reality is that a lot of people in the finance industry don't do that. So we're going to talk about things very simply, because that's how I like to do it. So basically, step one in your investing journey is you need to understand what options are out there. So there are so many different ways that you can invest your money, whether that's in shares, whether that's in property, whether that's in business. But the important aspect to actually look at is what is the right avenue for you. It obviously, as a disclaimer, none of the information provided in any of the Māori Millionaire content should be considered financial advice. This is all for educational purposes only. But I would really recommend you to actually look at the different investment options and think about what avenues would suit you and your financial journey. For example, if you are young and you don't have any money and you maybe don't have a job, then I would look at firstly investing in your career, firstly investing in what are you going to do to actually make money, whether it's through entrepreneurship or through a job, whatever it is, you need to have money coming in order to actually invest. If you're having an income problem, this podcast probably isn't the best option for you. If you aren't making any money, or if you're not making enough money to cover your expenses, I would look at some of my other podcast episodes about side hustles, about entrepreneurship, because those would be of more benefit to you. But if you are earning money and you're now thinking, like, I've got all of this money just stored in my savings account, what can I do with it? Then this is the podcast for you. So step number one, learning what's out there. So obviously, if you've got enough for a house deposit, then I would look into, is it feasible for me to buy a property, whether that's your first owner-occupied property or an investment property? I would look at that. So that's something that I would actually go down the pathway of being able to crunch the numbers and seeing if that works for you. If you're not in that category and you have a little bit less money, then I would instead look at something a bit more realistic for you and your current scenario, current situation. So for me, the easiest way to get started with investing is looking at investment platforms like Sharesies, like Hatch, like Goldie. These are platforms that allow you to fractionalize investing. So the kupu fractionalize literally just means a small chunk of a share or a portion of something. So as an example, The S&P 500 is a fund which holds 500 of America's top performing companies. One share in this ranges a lot, but sometimes, you know, it could be around $1,000, which is a lot of money for a lot of people. So on Sharesies, on Hatch, you're able to actually buy a small share in this. So through Sharesies, the minimum investment required is $5. So you could buy a $5 share in a share of S&P 500, meaning that you own a small bit of a share, which means that over time you can grow and eventually buy a whole share. But for the time being, you can just have part of a share. The reason why this is exciting and why this is actually really cool is because it means you don't have to save up the amount of money for a whole share. You can instead get started by just putting a little bit in at a time. And if you've, say, got $20 a week to spare, $20 a week can go a long way in actually building up your money. So, you know, $20 a week may not seem like a significant amount of money, but if you just think of that in terms of a year, that's at least $1,000, not even counting the returns that you're going to make on that investment, not even counting the compound interest that you will eventually make after your first year of investing. So that's some important things to look at. When I'm looking at investment platforms, some of the important things to look at are fees associated with that. So different platforms have different fees. I would actually run the numbers to see which one works out better for you, because they do vary depending on how much you're investing. It's not like a blanket rule, this one's better than this one. I would actually go into the habit of looking yourself to see what would work better for you. So that's the first thing, learning what things are available out there for you, and then being able to see what works for you. Step number two in the process is making sure that you have enough information with what you are planning on doing that you feel comfortable to do that. So for example, if you have never invested in shares and you don't even know what a share is and you don't know anything like this, I would not, you know, sign up for an account and start putting your money in, because you don't know what you're investing in. And that is important that you understand. You should never put your money into things if you don't actually know what you're doing, because when people do this, they often end up losing money. I've seen it time and time again where people will think, oh, you know, I saw a post and someone said that investing helps you grow money, and so I decided to put a few grand into X, Y, and Z. And that is not how we do it. It's important you have the information before you put the money in. So I would do as much research as you can about it. Listening to this podcast is great, and this is step number one, but I'm going to link down some other podcast episodes in the description which talk more about investing strategies, because that will help you. It's important you come into this with as much knowledge as you can. You don't have to know everything, but you should have a base understanding of what is happening, what you could potentially expect. But the other thing to really understand is that investing is not like guaranteed tomorrow you're going to make X, Y, and Z amount of money. It is a long-term investment, especially with like shares. This is something that you want to get into, you want to keep it, you want to buy and hold. You don't want to trade your money. That's a totally different thing, and I wouldn't even consider that investing. That's trading, that's a totally separate kaupapa. But for what I'm talking about today, investing over the long term, it means buying something and keeping it there and allowing it to grow over decades and decades and generations. That is where the real growth happens. So make sure that you understand that. Make sure that you have done significant research for this. This podcast is just like a brief overview of how I would get started with investing, so we're not going to go into too much detail here about that. But I've definitely got other podcast episodes which I'm going to link down below, so check those out. The next step three, once you've actually understood from step one, like what options are out there, number three would be deciding on an investment that's going to work for you. So there are lots of financial advisors out there that will be able to help you and give you personalized advice. But if you're going to do this on yourself, I would look at a few things. One, obviously, how much money do you have available? What is your risk appetite? So risk appetite is an important thing to understand. So risk appetite is basically how hungry you are for risk. How how much capability do you have to be able to endure risk? For example, some people cannot stand the idea of their money being in a risk and in a potentially risky investment. They would rather not have it there. So, and then other people are like, oh my gosh, more risk, more reward, let's go. Okay, so there's a few different types of people, and I would actually encourage you to do a money personality test because this is super interesting. If you just search money personality, it will come up. Fill that out and it will tell you what kind of personality you have with money, which is different from your risk appetite, but it is an interesting aspect of this. So when you're looking at an investment, think about your risk appetite and how comfortable you are with risk. The thing about risk appetite is it's not like you have this risk appetite and this is how you are forever. It can grow, it can evolve. So I definitely used to be a lot more wary of investments. I used to be a bit more scared about things. But now that I've understood how things work a lot more, I'm less scared. I'm like, oh my gosh, take my money. No, I'm just kidding. But now I can think of things, and because I can logically justify it because I've done the research, I can feel more comfortable about things, meaning that my risk appetite has gotten better and I'm more willing to take risks in order to make money. But that's not to say we should be totally risky about everything. It's about actually doing the research so that you can feel comfortable about things. So step number four, which is very important, is choosing an amount and get going. So what amount of money could you use that you are not going to need to live off, that you do not require for your, you know, living to live? What amount is that? And that should be an amount that you can invest. Some people might not have any capital that they're just wanting to get started with investing, but they actually have, like I said before, $20 a week spare. That's a different method, and I really love that because it allows something called dollar cost averaging. So I've got another podcast episode which talks about investing strategies, but I just want to touch on this one very quickly. Dollar cost averaging is essentially buying in two shares every single week or month or whatever increment you get paid on, and having a consistent schedule to invest. So this means when the market is high, you're buying. When the market is low, you're buying, because you're buying consistently. What this means is that over time, your entry point, so what you buy a share for, ends up getting averaged out. So the benefit of this method is that you don't have to actually research how the market is going at any point. You've got a set amount that you invest every week or every month. You have your strategy, which is dollar cost averaging, and you just basically set and forget. Yes, you're going to go in and check things, but you know that the method that works for you is going to work over the long term. And so you don't have to worry about like, oh no, the shares have gone down, and oh no, it's gone up. You're just setting an amount and you're doing this every week, and it's just the same thing over and over again. Which is actually where the real growth happens, is when you're just consistently doing the same thing for many, many, many years, and eventually you're able to grow money. Step number five, which is really important, is being able to reassess every now and then. So when I first started investing, I would get like really scared, and I would check this multiple times a day, and I'd go into my portfolio and I'd be like, oh no, like this has gone down. Oh no, this is, you know, oh yay, this has gone up. That is not the approach I would take. So if you have, you know, got a fair investing strategy, say like dollar cost averaging, you've set $20 a week, $5 a week, whatever it is, to invest, then I wouldn't be checking it more than once every quarter, so four times a year. So once every 3 months, I would go in and I would check it, and I would make sure that everything is running smoothly. I would track it in an Excel spreadsheet and just be able to track how your investments are going. The main thing about tracking is that it's less about, I guess, writing down where you are, but it's more about being able to reflect on it in the future. So 1 year from now, are you going to look back and go, oh my gosh, I had so much money and now I have none? Or are you going to look back and go, oh my gosh, like I had a couple grand in my investments this time last year, now I've got 10K. Like that is progress, and that is something that should be recorded and rewarded. If you guys have listened to any of my podcasts on goal setting, you know that I'm a big advocate for creating a reward at the end of any goal. So it's important to acknowledge the progress that you've made. Even just listening to this podcast, if this isn't a normal thing for you to do, acknowledge that progress, because that is incredible, and I'm so proud of you for doing that. So that's basically my 5-step process. I'm going to go over it just again now, just to make sure you really get it. So step one, learning what options are out there. Take a look at the different opportunities that there are to invest your money, but also bear in mind, like, how much money do you have? So are you looking at investment properties, or are you looking at something smaller like shares? So when it comes to shares, I would look at Sharesies and Hatch. Those are two platforms that I use myself. I'll also put some codes down below, which will give you some money to put in your investment portfolio. If you're wanting to look at gold, there's also a platform called Goldie, which is one I use, which I'll also put an affiliate code down below so that you can get some cash in your Goldie account. But those are some of the different options available for learning what's out there. Part two is to be able to make sure that you are comfortable. And this comes with actually understanding risk and understanding what you're getting yourself into. This is something that's really important, and something that is going to help you is making sure that you are actually researching things. Obviously, look down in the description below. I'm going to have lots of links of helpful resources for you. Number three is choosing the right investment for you. Step number three is choosing the right investment that is for you. So this is obviously going to depend on your risk for appetite, your appetite for risk, and some of those different things that we chatted about before. Step number four is actually deciding on an amount that you are comfortable with investing into something. So an amount that you could live without, because as I said, investing is a long-term game. And it's not something that you want to invest in something and then pull your money out because you need to pay for groceries or anything like that. Something that you want to set and forget. So it's important that you choose an amount that you can actually live without. Step number five is to reassess every now and then. So as I said before, don't do this multiple times a day. It's not necessary. But if you're able to check in a few times a year, then that's really helpful. And remember to track everything as much as you can, because this will help you as you look back on your investments and your financial situation, and you can reward yourself for progress that you have made. So just as a wee reminder, none of this is investing advice. This is all just for educational purposes, but I hope that it was helpful. If you have any follow-up questions, feel free to send me a message on Instagram or anything like that. Even send me an email, because I'm more than happy to answer questions or make a follow-up podcast episode if you guys want more details. So make sure to check out the links in the description below, because I've got more resources there. But if you have any follow-up questions, feel free to reach out. I'm always here to help. This is my mahi. I absolutely love doing it. If you guys didn't know, I've just launched my program, Te Tiriti Haukura, which is a 12-week program. And for the rest of this week, it will be on sale. You'll be able to buy. So I'll also put a link down below for that. This program is a 12-week program, and we go into lots of detail about investing, about starting a business, and about money mindset. So basically, I teach you everything you need to know if you're getting started with your personal finance journey, in order to achieve some of the things I have, just like you can as well. Back when I first started this journey, I didn't even believe that it was possible that I could achieve some of the things that I have achieved. And I'm so grateful that I have been able to do that. But part of that is being able to share that opportunity with you all and be able to teach you guys the things that I know, because I wish there was someone who was Māori, who was a wahine, who could actually teach me these things, because there's obviously lots of content creators out there who talk about this stuff, but the thing that I didn't have was a connection with them, because they didn't look like me, they talked different, and I was just like, I don't even know who you are. And so I hope that this is a new opportunity for you. If you need a space that is Māori that, you know, you can feel comfortable in, then I think that my course, Te Tiriti Haukura, is exactly that. So I hope that you can have a look at that and let me know if that's something that you're keen on. If you guys have any questions, obviously just send me a message. I am all ears, all here to help. But yeah, that's today's podcast episode, all about investing. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Of course, let me know if you have any questions. That's us for today. Mauri ora e te whānau.